I kind of want to know how these things work. Did you sort of explain in the email?
I don't think so.
Maybe.
Is it? I don't know. I always thought it was something to do with it. Some kind of weird sort of magnetic or sort of process of attracting certain bits to some areas and not others by kind of magnetizing something in some way that probably isn't magnetic, but I don't know. I had before, which were all just like kind of looked like little tiny hairs or something like that, and little kind of tiny dots. But this is like
it's like the back of books scuffing the
yeah
maybe.
It looks there's this weird kind of
graphite
quite textured. Yeah, it looks like crayons and some kind of rubbing or something. Yeah, I really like that one. Like a piece of paper that's been stuck there for a really long time, and part of it's kind of gone, and it's been kind of like it's really like flat against the paper.
It's a granite step, and it's they just washed it.
Oh, so it's got
like soap suds on top of it.
Oh, right. Yeah, because this looks...
Yeah, there's almost... I think there might be a slight reflection in it.
Mm.
I'm not sure.
I wondered whether some of them were, like, bits of clouds, and then... Are these whiter bits that are in the paving?
Yeah.
So, I thought maybe it was bits of glass or something. No, it's really nice. I think I like that, the more complicated ones, where you feel like... it still kind of retains this feeling of having been very detailed, but it's suddenly gone. It could, that could be some kind of blot or sort of.
Mm. Whereas the other ones just sort of present themselves, and it's like kind of demonstrative. Yeah. I'm kind of, I had a tan only on my hand because I wear long sleeves all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of doing this reverse colour test.
Are you holding those? So I'm imagining your arm is holding those squares onto or circles. Onto a background, but
pinning them with my wrist.
Yeah, I just wondered whether it's then you'd think maybe they would flop down as well.
Yeah, I don't know whether it looks like. Do you read it as a wall or a table or?
I feel like it could be.
I did a lot of rotating with that as well.
Either. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one that was.
I think it's. Maybe it's because the arm is so horizontal, it makes it feel like it's been put up against the wall and that kind of...
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's strange. Because this still seems... It still seems like it's got the same sort of density of information as the whole thing.
Mm.
I guess now some of these, like some of the ways that it's been produced,
I think it's more to do with
the pattern of that seems more detailed than it does here, where it seems to just kind of, I was just reading it as kind of diagonal lines, mm-hmm. but now I can see it's actually broken up into some areas of nothing. Invested it with something that's quite, that is some kind of difficulty around like an idea or trying to, or difficulty of trying to do something, and that difficulty and that sort of investment has somehow stayed in it, but in quite a kind of defined way, which is quite romantic, I think.
I feel like maybe, perhaps, the way the image is constructed, it presents itself as something being quite dense, when maybe it's like it's got a pretense about it.
I think the feet, the flatness that's kind of been applied to this, which, because of the like massive variations in the like tones of like that just really blank bit and then these like totally black areas, makes you feel like this could have been readable in some way as something with depth and some kind of material feeling to it, but now that has been sort of removed. But you're still trying to kind of invest it with that, but there's not enough there's not enough detail to be able to do that. All the feeling of the textures has all gone, whereas this still feels like there are particular objects and they've been kind of suspended in some other sort of stuff, but this is starting to lose that, I think. I think I like this one as well because it's been, because this, the amount of information is pretty evenly distributed. Oh, I can't remember that one.
It was,
I remember the watch one and how many did you send?
The watch, the one with the light, and I've not printed that one off, have
okay,
I?
No.
I forgot, you know the one that you said you liked the most?
The circle?
Yeah.
Have a little bend in it?
Yeah, it's got some creases in it, yeah. Yeah, I should have printed that one out. That's probably my favourite as well, but maybe that one feels very different to these, and that one feels very, it feels quite like emotionally driven or something, perhaps, whereas these, maybe these do as well. And like in these images, it's like something corrupted, like a surface with something applied to it. Like,
yeah.
And I quite like that.
It's making me think as well, and I haven't really thought much about this at the moment, although I was trying to write a bit about it the other day, about, which just seems really abstract, but what happens to like things when they sort of get transmitted as information, I suppose, which feels like what you're talking about with the way this kind of layer of the actual process of reducing it has been put on top of the image, and the image is still there. Means that, I think I still have a feeling about things that have happened, or like the order of things happening, whether there's another thing that's not here that's kind of been destroyed by that process, or what kind of what is being transmitted, and part of that is the actual process of transmission as well as the stuff, and whether they kind of end up being one sort of new body or thing, or whether they're still, whether you can still kind of separate them, and whether yeah. that's what you're trying to do when you look at it.
Mm-hmm. I think if you looked at this imaginary thing that we're trying to construct, then maybe the person is just reading the image, and then all the other kind of like apparatus around it's just not, like, maybe it's not the content, it's just the kind of, yeah, maybe it is just literally the format. But I mean, I'd really like it to be all of those things, so it's a whole, it's a composite, but I don't know if, like, you have to really make an active decision to. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I just feel like it makes this into a thing again. But.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a bit simplistic, but that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm presenting you with, like, a series of objects, really.
I'm just trying to think why. I think I'm trying to work out why I really like why I just really enjoy photocopying things and enlarging them. Or what is it that? Because I kind of feel like, although it's a,
because it's physical,
a reduction,
and
but it's also
like,
it seems to show you more than what you like what you could have looked at in the book, in that these lines of the fabric have started to appear. But yeah, it's because it's a thing as well. That you get sort of immediately, which is really nice. And you don't really know what the image is going to be before you print it. That's just, you have to do that in order to know. Which is nice. And then it gets interrupted by these little bits of hair.
Maybe because I'm trying to look through it.
Yeah,
like
it,
like yeah,
well.
Filtered. I'm trying to make sense of it, and I'm also willing because I'm the producer of the images. I'm struggling to look at what else it could be. And that's what I think maybe you're enjoying about it, and what I'm missing from it, like. Yeah, I was really pleased that you said that looks like sky or something. And looking at it now, I'm losing the sort of the initial image. But also maybe it does work. I'm not sure.